With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A lot of people turned out for the Democrats' major No Kings rally in various places around the country over the weekend. It was aimed at giving the impression that President Trump is acting like an authoritarian dictator, and it was supposed to drum up a lot of sentiment against him, but the president says he was really not impressed.
The demonstrations were very small, very ineffective, and the people were whacked out. When you look at those people, those are not representative of the people of our country.
The Senate returns to Washington today with an 11th scheduled effort in the Senate to try and reopen the government. And it's looking like it's not going to happen. The Christmas season drawing near in New York City. The Radio City Rockettes are still in rehearsal for their 2025 Christmas Spectacular.
This is the dance company's milestone centennial year, and they were showing off their high kicks at rehearsals. Rockettes performer Megyn Kelly is in her 11th year.
In the show, we have some classic numbers that audiences can expect to see. The Parade of the Wooden Soldiers, for example, which has been in the show since 1933. We also have some new technology. We have sphere immersive sound, which will deliver crystal clear sound to every single audience member.
The show opens November 6th. Audio courtesy MSG Entertainment. Julie Walker, New York.
China reports its economy expanded at a 4.8% annual rate in the July through September quarter, and that was mostly in line with the forecasts that were coming from various economic analysts. We get more details on the world's second largest economy from the BBC's Nick Marsh.
Recently, China's five-year plans have focused on high-quality development and putting China at the cutting edge of things like chip making and artificial intelligence.
Nick Marsh reports even China's economy continues to evolve. This is SRN News. A watchdog group is issuing a warning, and Michael Harrington has a report.
The International Society for Human Rights says persecution of Christians is on the rise, both in quantity and intensity around the globe. The Society's 2025 annual report finds that dictatorships seeking to consolidate power and religious fundamentalism are the primary drivers of the persecution of Christians. Society President Thomas Schirmacher says, quote, "This takes the form not only of direct violence, but also of legislation, social discrimination, and control of churches." Michael Harrington reporting.
In Kerr County, Texas, which was devastated by flooding over the summer, churches are helping people get back on their feet. First Presbyterian Church of Kerrville has given out $250,000 that it received in private donations for repairing rooftops, replacing vehicles, or covering rent, among other things. This is SRN News. The Louvre says it will remain closed a day after historic jewels were stolen from the world's most visited museum. The BBC's Hugh Schofield has more details.
I've been asked, why did they go for this jewelry and not for the very, very famous paintings which were in the same gallery? Well, I think they did it because you could dispose of jewelry in a way you cannot dispose of famous paintings. A famous painting cannot be sold on, it can't be put on display, whereas these jewels can be cut up and sold on the black market for an awful lot of money.
And all the tariff battles continue. President Trump explaining why buying beef from Argentina would benefit the South American country more than the U.S.
They're fighting for their life. Nothing's benefiting Argentina. They're fighting for their life. You understand what that means? They have no money. They have no anything. They're fighting so hard to survive. If I can help them survive in a free world, I happen to like the president of Argentina.
But he says buying that beef simply would not help very much. More at SRNnews.com.